Spokane. I'm from Washington State. I'm also an alumni of the University of Illinois. I cannot be somatically divided, a symbol here, a mascot there. I am neither. We are Indian because that is the racial identification adopted by the United States of America. And it is what you will call me, but we are not here to pleasure anyone. We are not stereotypes. I am Spokane. At the turn of the century, my grandmother was born February 2nd, 1900, and given the reservation name Nancy Moses. The end of the 19th century saw continued great change to the environment and to the original people of the Northwest, where I'm from. Treaties were written and broken, and within one generation, entire villages disappeared. My people were confined to reservations by not just the United States Army, but also vigilante groups. So starvation was the reality of my grandmother's grandfather's generation, less than 100 years ago. Boarding schools that followed in the early 20th century were designed to destroy the family unit and thereby the nations. Our children were gathered up, sometimes by force, and taken to boarding schools, where many suffered and many of them died. My grandmother had 12 children, and only 4 lived to be adults, and that was not unusual during that time period. The trauma of this time that I'm talking about broke our traditional support systems apart, and the religion of my grandparents was made illegal. The regalia, the bundles, the feathers that were part of the way they spoke to the Creator were gathered up in some cases and burned or sold into collections. And this was the same kind of regalia that you have in your mascot. So this is my grandmother's generation. This is also Fool's Crow's generation. He was born only days after the massacre at Wounded Knee. I share this slice of history because the Pro-Chief people often will use this name of our spiritual leader in connection to support of the mascot. And Fool's Crow himself was a survivor of this very traumatic time period. After generations of violent subordination, policies of genocide, forced removal, starvation, forced assimilation, why does it surprise anyone that some of our people will participate in their own oppression, or who will do what they need to do to survive or to buy some peace for our generations, our future generations, as Fool's Crow was a peacemaker? So it really disturbs me that you continue to use his name in support of the mascot, because you shame his family, his name, his people, when you connect it with the cheerleader, Illiniwek. It's taken generations for Native people to come back from this trauma that I described. My mother, with an 8th grade education, had 6 children. And at age 73, she still gets up every day and goes to a job that many would call basically menial labor. She's a maid. Her hands are among the many brown hands that invisibly clean the floors and empty the trash across America. At 73 years of age, you know, I consider her job, her work, has always been honorable. She had 6 children, and I am the only one that has a college degree. Coming from this background to the University of Illinois was a dream come true for me and for my family and for my people. And it was a dream that very quickly turned into a nightmare after I got here because of the images that permeated this community. I bought this at Campus Town when I was here. So these are the kinds of things that I faced when I came here. Universities, our schools, owe all of our students, no matter what background they come from, a safe environment without the distractions, without the additional burden of bigotry. University presidents, Board of Trustees members must set the tone for that environment of respect. And if not, the message is clear. It need not exist for all people. That safe environment will never exist here as long as you have a race-based mascot. There should be no doubt that race, ethnicity, religion, cultural markings, national origin are at the core of our objections. Does anyone not recognize this image as supposedly representing Indian people? We're not confused that this is Asian or Jew. Even the support the chief people will say, look at our honorable symbol representing Indian people. My family is honorable. This is not. When a stereotype is being put forward by an educational institution, it interferes with the true mission to educate. And it's irreconcilable to use lies to educate. So powerful is this publicly supported stereotype that natives who come here are not allowed to define themselves. They're predefined by Chief Illiniwek. You have basically a litmus test here. Because when they find out we're Indian people, they ask us, so what's your position on the chief? Do you support it or not? The Irish freedom leader, Gerry Adams, recently wrote, cultural colonialism seeks to substitute men and women for mere objects. Objects have no allegiance. They are for sale, end of quote. This university is engaging in cultural colonialism. I want to tell you that it's important to remove these things because they're in a way for people seeing us for who we really are. Let us show you and share with you who we are. Over and over again, we've been in this place. We have spoken to the Board of Trustees a number of times, and again, we say the same thing. The same thing that we said to Columbus, the same thing that we said to Andrew Jackson, and we are saying it again to you. We're human. We're human beings. We are not mascots or fetishes to be worn by the dominant society. We are human beings.